We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Have you noticed that God's Word is filled with faith? If there wasn't faith in it, you couldn't get faith by speaking God's Word or hearing God's Word. But faith cometh by hearing. The reason faith cometh by hearing, because there's faith in there. And when you hear it, faith will get in you. But more than likely, if you're not speaking the Word of God, it won't get in you as quickly. So what Paul is saying here, the Word is nigh you, it is even in thy mouth. It's in your mouth. If it's not in your mouth, then faith is not coming to you the way it should. So you speak the Word that God said concerning you the same way Abraham did, and you'll get the results that Abraham got. Now let's look at this for a minute. We're in Romans, the 10th chapter. Paul has made the statement. Let me read it again. The righteousness which is of faith says, the Word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. It's in your mouth first, then in your heart. Now think for a minute. Jesus was the Word of God personified. Isn't that right? The Bible says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word with God, the Word was God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. And verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That's Jesus, isn't it? Now, Jesus was the personification of God's Word upon this earth. Jesus came to this earth. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. God and His Word are one. Isn't that right? It says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word's with God. The Word was God. Now, there's people that say, well, you're just trying to make the Word God. No, I'm not trying to make it God. God made it God. I mean, the Word's there already. It's God over every situation. God's Word is Lord over every situation, over every tree or every mountain, every obstacle that gets in your path. God's Word is the answer to it. Now, Jesus lived and walked on this earth for 33 years, walked perfect and upright under that old covenant. He was victorious over everything that He faced, and He proved to you and to me and to everyone else that God's Word would prevail in the earth through a flesh, blood, and bone body. He had a body like ours. He ate food. He got tired. He looked like a man. He talked like a man. He walked like a man. He got tired like a man because he was a man. He was a son of God, all right. But He proved to us what God's Word could do in a flesh, blood, and bone body upon this earth. It could meet the need of all humanity. Every single thing that had need of. Then Paul comes along here and begins to talk about Abraham, that he was fully persuaded, and how that the righteousness, which is a faith principle, was the way that we were going to become heirs of the world. And then he tells you the righteousness, which is of faith, tells you what it wouldn't say. It wouldn't say that Jesus would have to come back in His physical body, but it would say that the Word is as close to me as getting it in my mouth and in my heart. Now here's the point I want you to get a hold of. If you don't get anything else, get this. The Word of God that Jesus left, this new covenant, this New Testament, you ought to read the first page in this book. New Testament of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the last will and testament of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the will of God. This is the will of God. Now, here's the Word of God. Here's the will of God. He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. God sent it and did it. But yet it has to be activated. See, as far as God's concerned, He won't have to do another thing. Jesus won't have to suffer another stripe. He won't have to suffer one more thing for all these things to be fulfilled. Why? Because His Word is already here. Now, Jesus is seated there at the right hand of the Father until His enemies have made His footstool. The Bible says He's going to stay there until His enemies are under His feet. If you have a message for the devil, write it on the sole of your shoe. God fully intends for the body of Christ to put Satan underfoot. Now, God has His Word here. He proved to us that the Word, working through a flesh, blood, and bone body, could supply every single thing they have need of. Now, Jesus ascended to the Father, seated at the right hand of the Father, but His Word is here. And Paul says, the righteousness which is of faith, which operates on the principle that will cause the manifestation of the promise that God made to Abraham. And it's already proved that it worked because Abraham worked it when he was 99 years old. For 24 years, nothing worked until he started working the principle, the righteousness, which is a faith principle that he really didn't know a whole lot about. But the Bible said he believed God and it was imputed to him for righteousness. And he went about calling things that were not as though they were. Now, the Word is here. The promise is here. 2 Peter chapter 1 tells us, God hath given unto us all things. How many things? All things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. Whereby, and then He tells you how, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises that by these what? These exceeding great and precious promises ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Now get this, you might be, didn't say you'd have to be, didn't say you would be, said you might be. You've got to make a choice whether you're going to believe and say what God said in the face of all other circumstances. Are you going to believe what circumstances dictate to you or what God said? Now don't read something into this that I'm not saying. I don't know why it is, but when you start teaching on the subject like this, everybody gets to thinking, then if I've got some disease, I ought not go to a doctor. No, that's not what we're talking about. I believe that God wants you to use every means available to you to put the devil underfoot. And I'll tell you that doctors are fighting the same disease and sickness and demons that we are. But there's some things they can't do. Now what I'm saying is that in all else you're doing, do this regardless of what else you do. Say what God said about you. Go to the Word of God. It's the righteousness which is a faith principle. It works on the law of faith. The law of faith works like this. Whosoever shall say, believe, doubt not in his heart, but believe what he is saying will come to pass. He shall have, I like to say it this way, eventually he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now that sounds easy and great, you know. I mean, say, well, glory to God, all I got to do is say it. Oh no, that wasn't what it said at all. See, Mark 11:23 tells you about how the principle of the law of faith works. But most people only get the formula. The formula is that you say it. But the principle is you believe, you doubt not in your heart, and you believe everything that you say will come to pass. Now that weeds out a few of them. Let me ask you something. If Jesus were to come in here and walk down the aisles of this church, lay his hands on your head and say, now, and you knew it was Jesus, you could see the holes in his hands. And he said, now it'll come to pass after I lay my hands on you that everything you say will come to pass exactly like you said it. Would that change your vocabulary? If it didn't, you'd be 2 weeks buried in the dead. Because before some of you got out of the church house, you'd be saying, oh, that tickled me to death. Just dying to go. You're going to die if I don't. And you'd go, man. And what am I saying? I'm saying that the law of faith works by certain principles. That is, that you must believe, doubt not in your heart, and believe what you're saying will come to pass. Now, what are you talking about believing? See, now here's where a lot of the criticism comes. They say, well, you're just telling people that you can do everything yourself. No, we're talking about gaining the faith to believe what you're saying will come to pass from the Word of God. We're talking about the things that God gave you. All things, God has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness These are the things we're talking about obtaining. This is the Word of God that Paul is referring to. The Word is nigh you. What Word? The Word of promise. The Word concerning finances. The Word concerning healing. The Word concerning your job or whatever it is. There's a principle in here that'll cover that. And you find people sometimes saying, well, you watch and see. They're laying people off down to plant. You watch and see. I'll be the first one laid off. Well, you work in the law, all right, but you're working it in reverse. You're working it on the negative side. Why not say, thank God, I won't be laid off? Well, somebody said, what if you get laid off? Get you a better job. Be as positive about God's Word in every situation that you can. Don't go by experience. Don't base your faith on other people's experience. Somebody said, well, I know Brother Doodad, and he did this, and he failed. Well, I'm sorry about Brother Doodad, but I'm not basing my faith on him. I'm basing my faith on God's Word, and God's Word said, then say what God's Word said. Don't talk your problem. Don't talk your circumstance. Talk the Word of God, and faith will come. Y'all still out there? Did you go home?
God bless you. I do appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. Now, all of this week, we have CD offer number 7607, entitled Keys to Understanding the Bible. And it's a series of six CDs for $43 plus $7 postage and handling, total of $50. Now, when we talk about keys to understanding the Bible, we're talking about things that will help open up the Bible to you. Once you understand Genesis, the first chapter, that God created mankind to have dominion over this planet. We're not just here, you know, as poor worms in the dust, just hoping to God we can just barely make it in and maybe he'll build us a cabin in the corner of glory land. No, thank God we're here to have dominion. God has given us dominion over this planet. We are to subdue it and have dominion over it. Now, someone says, well, you know, if God is a good God, why does he allow people killing millions of babies, unborn children every year? Because man allowed it. As long as man allows it, God will have to allow it, because the determined time of 6,000 years lease on this planet has not yet expired. Now, you know, some folks say, well, it's been 6,000 years, but we're talking about determined time. Determined time is like a football game. It's 1 hour determined time. However, you have never seen a football game played in 1 hour. There's timeouts, there's time delays, and so on. Same thing is under God's plan for the earth. In the first chapter of Genesis, it says, after 6 days, it was all finished. In other words, God had finished his work in 6 days. Now, there's scripture that tells us that a day is with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day. This is one of the places that it represents 1,000 years. The 6 days of the Genesis account represent 6,000 years of human history. That's 7607, and it's a series of six CDs for $43 plus $7 postage and handling, total of $50. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you, the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.